राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे 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 गोविंद राधे.
And today we read Sri Sri Vilapa Kushmanjali verse 62. It's a very special and nice verse about the kitchen service. And I love this because so many secret relationships are exchanged, feelings are exchanged in the kitchen and at Mother Yashoda's and Nanda Baba's place in Nandagaon. And I remember my dear Gopinath Bhaiya, whom I didn't hear for such a long time and whom I'm missing also very much in his sharing. He once mentioned that this place, Nandagaon, it is the meeting of Vatsalya Bhav and Madhurya Bhav. That means Mother Yashoda, she has these motherly feelings towards Swamini. And at the same time, Srimati Radhika always thinks about her beloved. And at the same time, the Kinkaris always support and serve Swamini in all of her feelings. So it's a very beautiful, different feelings are floating here. And I just read a note that I took when Gurudev was speaking about it. And he says that Srimati Radhika, she is so full of love that for her is no complications. She loves Mother Yashoda, she loves her Kinkaris, and she loves her Mohan. And all of them get so much love from her. So it's a festival of love in Nandagaon in Srimati Radhika's kitchen. Let's hear about it, what Baba is giving about this. O Kushali, beautiful, auspicious girl, you are an expert cook. After I washed your lotus-like feet, you enter into the kitchen and offer your obeisances to the queen of Braj, Yashoda, and other superiors. Maybe Rohini Ma is also there and some other elderly gopis. When will you drown me in an ocean of bliss by doing this? O Kushali, beautiful, auspicious girl. She's auspicious for all Brajabasis. And she's so beautiful. Her love is shining through every limp, through every pore, to every smile. You are an expert cook. I was just thinking for a second. She is cooking all of us up. She is making all of us drown in the ocean of her love and in her, beautiful feelings when she's cooking. After I washed your lotus-like feet, you enter into the kitchen and offer your obeisances to the queen of Braja, Yashoda, and other superiors. When will you drown me in an ocean of bliss by doing this? O Radha Charanji, will you check if Gurudev is coming? Maybe they have some internet problems again, because now I just also don't see Radha Charanji. Ramani Priya, you know if there's a problem with internet again? Oh, she's going. Yes. So notes. In his Swarupave, Sri Raghunath's vision, he has a vision of his devotional service. And when the vision vanishes, he prayed, Ai Kushale. O all auspicious Swamini, when will you enter the kitchen after washing your feet and offering your obeisances to Brajeshwari Yashoda and other superiors?
Gurudev is here. Jai Gurudev.
Jai Gurudev.
Jai.
We missing you, Gurudev.
I am not luck. That
Radha Charan Mercy than my computer.
Die. Good. Thank you. I will read the verse again, Gurudev, because we just started with the verse.
It started now. Achha, wow. So I am right time.
Right time, Gurudev.
Yeah.
Oh, Kushali, beautiful, auspicious girl. You are an expert cook. After I washed your lotus-like feet, you enter into the kitchen and offer your obeisances to the queen of Braja of Vrindavan, Yashodama, and other superiors. When will you drown me in an ocean of bliss doing this? Doing this. Notes. In his Svarupa Vesh, Sri Raghunath has a vision of his devotional service, and when the vision vanishes, he prays, Ai Kushale, O all auspicious Swamini, when will you enter the kitchen after washing your feet and offering your obeisances to Brajeshwari Yashoda and other superiors? The maidservant changes Srimati's clothes and ornaments and dresses her in clothes that are fit for use in the kitchen. Sri Raghunath clearly perceives this pastime. During the visualization, it appears as if it is directly happening. But after the vision subsides, one considers, oh, that wasn't real. It was just a vision. Then, with piteous cries, one prays again. Then the meditation appears again as if it is directly happening. In this way, the Lila Smaran gradually continues. When a sensitive devotee hears this, and recites this, like we are doing, we are hearing now and reciting. We're taking part in this. He will think, oh, ho, blessed is Sri Das Goswami. He was totally free from bodily consciousness when he fell on the bank of Radhakund, the crown jewel of Braja, and was blessed the full vision of the greatly swelling sweetness of the divine couple, day and night. Will I ever attain even a single drop of this ocean of bath by his grace? Sri Kavikanapura teaches in Alanka Kaustubha, Vibhavayati Utpadayati Ti Vibhav. A Vibhav causes the dormant desires for devotion to awaken in the hearts of the devotees who have similar feeling. Although perhaps Sri Das Goswami is not able to awaken his listeners' emotions to the same extent as his, he is still able to water the seeds in their hearts.
Radhe Radhe, can I say
yes,
something?
Please.
I think it's very important, this one very wonderful line you read, similar feelings. Can you read it again? It's very beautiful.
Yes. Avibhav causes the dormant or sleeping desires for devotion to awaken in the hearts of the devotees who have similar feelings.
So here, Baba is making a very, very valuable and very important point. Like always, when we come to this point, like Srila Rupa Goswami is saying that we all need this. We all need Snigdha and Sajati Sangha. So we need to be together with those who have similar feelings. Only then, Baba is saying, can the feelings for devotion come into our hearts. So it's very important that we, first of all, we ourselves establish ourselves in our sthayi bhav, and we look for the association of those with similar feelings. This means sajati. That means that we should be together with also practitioners of Manjari Bhav. That means similar feelings. That means Sajati and Snigdha, who are loving and who are very kind and who are very merciful, like you all here. So this is actually what we are practicing here. Baba is saying is actually we awaken in ourselves when you read Sunidhi, when Gora, Goranga Sundar, when everyone reads, these feelings are coming into our hearts. And one point is so important because we all share the same feelings. We all have Ekanda Bhav. We all want to be Kinkaris of Swamini. So Baba is making here a very, very deep and very also philosophical, rasic point that we should be together with brothers and sisters with similar feelings.
Yes, Tarun Baba, I feel the same. And another thing that came up in my heart when I contemplate about this Baba's beautiful expression, then I feel also there's two Vibhavas when we are reading, or three actually, this Vilapa Kushmanjali. This can happen in the heart of someone who is very eager to receive it. We get the feelings from Raghunath Das Goswami and the feelings of Baba, because he is expressing his bhajan also. And also when any devotee will speak, or especially a realized devotee like Gurudev, then also all these feelings will stir up my own heart and make a motion, emotion. Something will move there. And these emotions are the fire that needs to be, you know, fondled, or how do you say that? Increased.
Kindled.
The fire that of these emotions, these are my food. That's why Gurudev always says this. We have to concentrate on Vilap Kushmanjali and Radharas Sudanidhi, because these are the vibhavas, these emotions that are floating in the lines and even in between the lines. And they cause the dormant, because in my heart there's also some desires. I'm a beginner. I also desire to realize and to feel and to see, but it's sleeping. I'm still like a sleeping. That's called also the Ajati Bhakta, the one who is not arati, he's not in this deep attachment yet. And the fire of this comes big, becomes bigger and stronger, then the visions will come and more steadiness in Smaran will come. But at the moment, we are. I am dependent on the prasad. Right, Gurudev? That's why I'm always eager for your prasad.
Without association, our sleeping mood not wake up. We are always in sleeping, dormant mood. We don't like be in feeling and a spiritual development. This feeling comes by association. And this feeling association and pose also. That is also not working. This has to be a five of fixed nature. And fixed nature without not, like I have a one radio and I want to listen some BBC news, or I can listen. Then I have to fix the frequency with that frequency. In my radio, I have to fix. So my frequency has to fix. If not, then it's a dormant mode. I have no idea of my frequency, how to find the BBC or other news radio station, then I cannot find it. First, we have to know my frequency, radio, and the station frequency, and we have to fix it. So similarly, our spiritual identity and the station, the goal, that is spiritually we have to fix, then we can listen and we can see it. That say, waken, I am wake up, I can see it. And one is my sleeping mood. I am sleeping with this for the different work. How to wake up and to be without association, not possible. Why I want to be in all of your association? I don't go in sleeping mode. Association make us to wake up. Without listening, there's no way out. We escape from listening. We listen from the mind and we listen from the heart. Two type of listening. When I listen from the mind, I forget. But listen from the in the heart is the drinking that goes and stays there. That practice has to clean my ear, listen that. Yeah.
Gurudev, I remember when we were when we now talk about this, the dormant and the sleeping feelings in our soul. So I was thinking, I was remembering what, I don't know how many sessions before you shared with us. I think Gopinath or someone, it was Balaram. Balaramji was making the point, why is it that we have this dormant side in us, that we are able to get this frequency, which is a wonderful, wonderful example with the radio. So actually, and Balaram made this very wonderful point, because we are part and parcel of Krishna. We are an energy of Krishna. So automatically, we are ready to find that frequency, to get that frequency from Gurudev, fine attuned. So we have this in our soul. The jiva is always eager to he's a part of Krishna, a part of this of himself. So we are always able to be engaged in bhakti. We only need the kripa of the Vaishnavas and Guru, and so that this awakening can happen. So this is a very good point that we have to always remember, that we are the servants and we are the kingaris, and we are eternally connected with our source, and therefore bhakti can appear in our hearts.
Actually, Gurudev fixed radio and give to you. Listen, he don't say about frequency. When we get the Saranagati of Gurudev, totally surrender, then he say your frequency is this and you can listen yourself. You don't need me. But without taking full Saranagati is not possible. Then he fixed the radio and give to us. Okay, listen, this you want to listen, listen that. But he saw the frequency when we are totally surrendered to him and we want to follow. Yeah.
Will I ever attain even a single drop of this ocean of bath by his grace? A vibhav causes the dormant desires for devotion to awaken in the hearts of the devotees who have similar feelings.
You see, the whole line is this. Explain this if you understand. This is the tattva. Tattva based rasa we find is a foundation, is a tattva. And then you can, the base has to be tattva. This is the tattva. This is the way only we have to understand.
Yes, Gurudev, if I understand that this is the way how to wake up my desires, I need to listen from somebody who is already in transcendental senses, who is in transcendental desires. So my own desires will, you know, go to the right radio station, to the Radha Dasyam radio station, to Seva Ras radio, frequency. And if I know it, then I will not neglect.
Is my constitutional push that can catch the frequency. My body and my senses cannot catch the frequency. My constitutional position my soul knows that frequency, the frequency of super soul. Material thing cannot carry the frequency of the spiritual thing. If we want to move for a spiritual thing, we have to come that place to fix my tuning. If I want to fix material mind and senses and body, it will never possible to do. Then the spiritual identification is dormant stage. Because we are trying from different place. That's the point. Clear or not clear? Clear or not clear? Somebody has to explain this.
Somebody would like to share on this more?
I think Gurudev made it very clear. But I was just thinking for an example for myself to better understand. So a V-bath is a bath which comes to me without expected. So it's not my bath. It's a bath of a person who is more advanced, more deep, absorbed. But it comes and it is reflected in my heart if it is clean enough. So in this way, it's like somebody is doing something which I didn't expect to exist. But now I feel, oh yes, it exists. Oh my God, I also want. So in this way, my wish actually will grow that I will get it. I also want to get that. I also want to have this bhava steadily, always, not just once by the mercy of another person. I really want to have it always. So in this way, I get the wish. And we all know wish is the first base of getting something. Because if we have the wish and we go to the right person, then he can fulfill that wish. So we know that these spiritual persons, they are kalpa vrikshas. They can fulfill. But first we have to get the wish. So if we hear about this transcendental situation of sevaras from Raghunath Das Goswami, then in our heart can also grow that wish, and then we can steady that wish, put it on a line, stay to it, stand to it. And in this way we can hear more in Satchatya Sangha and get the mercy of the devotees and come further. And then Gurudev is giving us this, like, you know, when you want to hear the police information, there's a special part you can channel. Get to hear it, huh?
Channel.
Yeah, special channel. But nowadays you also need something to get it, special radio or something like this. So Gurudev is giving us this with the right frequency. This is the Manjari channel. And then we can grow further. But first we have to have the wish to get it. Then we go to the right person. He's connecting us. And then it will grow.
I also think it is very important to understand the meaning of the word vibhav. Vibhav means actually when you read Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, vibhav is a stimulant of an emotion. So something which is stimulating your emotion. So when Mother Yashoda, for example, sees the shoes of Krishna, so that is stimulating emotions in the heart of Mother Yashoda. So now Baba is making here the point that these vibhavas, these stimulants of emotions can only come into our hearts when we have the same frequency like those who give out these vibhavas. So when we are fixed in Vatsalya Rasa, when we are fixed in Dasya Rasa, when we want to go to Vaikuntha, we cannot get anubhavas, because anubhavas are those reactions who follow vibhavas. So you get anubhavas when you get a vibhav. So the vibhav is the stimulant and the anubhav is what you get in your heart. So we can only get the anubhav following a vibhav when we have the same feeling of those persons who give out the vibhava. So therefore, again, it is very important to be in Sajjati Sangha. If Sadhu Maharaj Gurudev is giving out so wonderful stimulants, and Baba and Narayan Maharaj, all Prabhupada, all Mancharis are giving out stimulants, are giving out vibhavas. So our heart has to have the same capacity, the same frequency, which is there in the soul, which is there by Gurudev's mercy, that we can receive this vibhav, and then we can have, by the purity of our heart, we can have anubhavs, we can react to that vibhava. So therefore, this ekanda bhav, this same frequency is very, very important.
Oh, you're mute, Gurudev.
Sorry. If the frequency is not fixed, then my progress not go. That has to be a side fix. Then how we all step by step start coming. We have to try to fix, to live in our frequency, in ourselves, in our confusion. It will bring out to me in my material identification. Again, we have to go back to practice. Again, it will come out. Again, we have to go back. Again, they will push me out. Again, we have to go back. And the association will also believe that this is my daily use. It's not easy that I not try, automatically it will come to me. That is the sadhana. That is the real sadhana in our life. Outside is a religious sadhana, Vaidhi Bhakti. Inside this practice is the Raga Bhakti. You know, this practice to be in my frequency and the frequency go out, again come to the frequency. Like radio, you fix it, run away frequency. Then again you touch the finger and fix it nicely. Then again, it will go after some time, because very busy station, very many are listening. So you have to fix one sensitive place. It will go out, and because my old practice catching me back.
Today,
wow, you come, say yes. Yeah.
So, Ranga, are you?
Me?
Yeah,
because all of you inspired me. Actually, honestly to say, I spent many years by learning these subjects, because many years ago I understood actually how important it is to understand these five elements, components, which are building a rasa. And like Gurudev said, this is rasa tattva. So the first ingredient is vibhav. And when he says vibhav, when Gurudev says vibhav, and to tune ourselves, it means we have first to define which kind of relationship we want. This is inner cause. This is inner cause. Without defining which kind of relationship with Krishna or whatever, there is no bhav. There is no rati, there is no attachment, and what to speak about vibhav. So when we define, and in these words is very nicely described, many vibhavs actually. Yashoda has vibhav with Krishna. Tulsi has vibhav, specific vibhav with Radharan. Gopis, they have specific vibhav with Radha and Krishna. And so on, who is there in different rasas. Sakas also are present there. So what does it mean? It means that there is a lover and beloved, Vishai and Ashray. For Yashoda, Krishna is Vishai. He is the goal of her love. And she is shelter of that love. She is devotee, full of motherly devotion for his beloved son. This is one vibhav. Another vibhav is Radha and Krishna. Krishna is the goal of Radhika's love. He is the Vishai. And Radhika is the shelter of all love towards him, Ashray. Same thing is going in relationship with Tulsi and Radhika. Radhika is Vishai for Manjaris. And Manjaris are this reservoir of Radha Dasi or Radha Bhav. Manjari Bhav, sorry. And when we sadhakas are listening about this different relationship, in one moment defined what we really want, which kind of relationship we want. And we say, okay, I want this and that relationship. In that moment, we are ready to tune ourselves because we fixed ourselves in our desire. It's not, we didn't attain still, but we fix out in our desires to tune ourselves in this specific relationship. I want to become Radha Dasi and to be Radha Adisneha. So it means the devotee who is a sadhaka, he fixed who is his Vishai, who is his goal. And then he is Ashray. He is this reservoir which is trying to nourish them. Then we go to another point, which is also present in this vibhav concept. Like Tarun Baba said, stimulants. What stimulates now this relationship? Kitchen is stimulants, is the place which is Udipan, stimulates relationship between mother and son, between Radhika and Mother Yashoda. Kitchen is the place which stimulates that all these different love increase more and more. So when Baba is saying Vibhava causes the dormant desires for devotion to awaken, it means, somehow I understand it, that devotee has to define which kind of Vibhava he wants, or actually relationship, to be fixed in that. And then dormant desires for devotion by listening, only those who are in that mood, same feeling, will start to awaken and awaken and awaken in his heart. And this is the first condition for rasa to appear, to clearly understand, define relationship in which bhavas, vibhavas, inner cause from the heart will start to nourish this relationship. And then stimulances are coming. Stimulus is age, for example. Yashoda likes little boy, Gopal. And his age is a stimulus for her vibhav. And when Sadaka, who has some attraction to Vatsalya Rasa, said, oh yeah, I feel so good in this, he is stimulating his dormant love for Vatsalya Rasa by listening those who are fixed and self-realized in this Vatsalya Rasa. Then dormant love, through this kind of vibhava relationship with fixed relation, fixed tuning, is starting to appear. Otherwise, it will not come out. And rasa will never appear in the heart of devotee. I'm sorry. Maybe it's too complicated. We can speak.
No, please continue. You said only this is the first step. What are the other four?
You are muted.
Anubha is the second step. When you have established relationship, loving relationship, whatever relationship is. And you stimulate this relationship with different kinds of ingredients, then love, pure love, appears in the soul, and soul person has to express this love. And yesterday we were reading about songs which Radha and Mohan exchange between each other. So this is Anubhav. They bhav, vibhav is parakya bhav, loving, forbidden relationship. And now they are in situation of the forest. This is Udipan, which is stimulates their nourishing, intensify their love. And what they are doing, Anubhav, they start to sing to each other. So this is the beginning of rasa. It's still not rasa full, because all these ingredients are coming together simultaneously.
Also, also vyabhichari bhavs.
Wait a second. No. First Anubhav. Because this is on a conscious level. Then it's going sattvika bhavs, third ingredients, when there starts to perspire, to cry. The goose pimples, isn't it, Tarunji? Goose pimples are starting. It's coming completely, automatically, without consciousness. And this is sattvika bhav, or we say ashta sattvika bhavs. Then, like Tarunji said, vyabhichari bhavs, different transition emotions which are coming. Oh, fear. Wow. What will happen? We will be separated. Or proud. Proudness is also vyabhichara bhav. You can see how these psychological emotions combine together simultaneously and bring rasa. And finally, we have a sthayi bhav, which is also in the beginning. Fixed completely. And without this sthayi bhav, nothing of these first things will appear. Sthayi bhav is rati, sthayi bhav is in vibhava, sthayi bhav is anubhava, is vyabhichari bhava, sthayi bhava is sthayi bhava, our real relationship and our real siddha swarup.
Wonderful.
It's vastu siddhi. Complete, fixed. Before is soul, because the devotee is still in the body, but when he changed the body, when the body vanished and he is still situated in his vibhava, anubhava, he is relishing complete rasa, and he attained his position. Constant position.
I can wholeheartedly recommend. Thank you so much for this beautiful, beautiful explanation, my dear brother. So wonderful, Dandavats. Very, very beautiful. If someone is interested, Gurudev also very much likes this one book by my Gurudev, by Baba. This is called Rasa Darshan. It's a very small booklet. If I find it as a PDF, I will put it in the Radha Dasyam group. It is really nice to read about what Baba is saying about these different kinds of rasas and the vibhavas and the anubhavas. It's really nice. I hope I have it on my... It's a nice PDF file, so I can share in Radha Dasyam. It's very, very beautiful. And I think Gurudev was reading it maybe 1, 2, 3 years before together with a devotee, and he liked it very, very much. Thank you, Goranga Sundara.
I want to share small thing. I know nothing, but my tears come out, Goranga Sundara. I have no idea what you speak, but my feeling is very, very emotional. Thank you so much for your all this. All from you, I'm very inspired. Thank you so much that I can be a part of this association.
It sounds complicated, but this is the essence of rasa. if we don't understand these five crucial points, whatever we read, it will be not complete. Our realizations will be not complete because the rasa, whatever rasa is, will never be relished completely. And this is why Gurudev is saying this is tattva. And this is so simple, actually, because we can find in our daily life, in our relationship, when we love someone, vibhava. When we express our love by kissing, by singing, by dancing, anubhav. When this is so strong and intense, Vrajeshwari, my dear, very simple. Every one of us has his, we feel what? Goose pimples. We feel ecstasy in the heart. Then some vyabhichari bhav, transitory emotions, passing emotion appears. Oh, what will happen tomorrow? I will not see him. And finally, this is my sthayi bhava. This is my position, which I will never move from this relationship, from these expressions of love, because this is me. And that's all philosophy. I spent 10 years trying to catch Prabhupada's poem.
I send the file. I send the book into Radha Dasu. Sorry.
Please.
The book is there.
There is a lot of things which is explained in Jaiva Dharma. But what Tarun is saying is Baba makes very simple. But what is the point? We should put in a daily life to understand at least the shadow of these feelings. Otherwise, we will speak and we will not know what we are speaking. Radhe Radhe.
Radhe Radhe Gauranga. Can I ask you something?
No.
I thank you so much. I'm so touched about this. But I have a question.
Please ask. Anyone will answer. Please ask.
Can you hear me? But I don't like to. Maybe someone else can help me. I thank you so much for all of this, what you are sharing. And I try to understand. And when you talk about stimulants, and you said Mother Yashoda, for her, it's a stimulant to do the things in the kitchen for her Gopal. So what does it mean for us as Manjaris to think about or to feel what is the stimulants for Swamini and for Krishna, for our Mohan? Or it's better to... Or is it better to think about what helps me to come into more bath, to deepen my relationship, this stimulants, this kind of stimulants, or is it both? Can you, maybe I'm not so clear what I mean, but maybe someone can give me an answer or can explain a little bit more about this.
No, it's very, very clear. It's very, really, very clear. Because it's confusion, which needs to be clarified. And you are putting a very nice, clear way your question, actually. How to apply this, what we were talking about, how to apply in our daily sadhana. So, Mother Yashoda, I'm speaking about this, Vatsalya Rasa. Mother Yashoda is a mother, and her motherly love is most intense when her son has a 5 to 10, 7, 8 years. Because she is taking care of him about everything. She is feeding him. She is giving him all her love, motherly love, and she is the most sweetest for the mother when she is young boy. And Krishna enjoys motherly love much more when she is a young boy than when he is adolescent boy. This is a relationship. Mothers always, and parents wants to see their children like a small boy and girl. Because this is so sweet. Even if they have 50 years, you know. I have 60 years. My mother always, when she put me and hug me, oh, my dear, that it looks that I'm very, very small. Because her expression of love is most intensive when she imagined that I'm a little boy. So in another rasa, Manjari is washing the feet of Radharani. It's written here in the verse. Washing the feet of Radharani. So this is her expression, Anubhav, expression of her deep love. I want to prepare you, to dress you, to wash your feet, my dear Radhe, that you can come in the kitchen. And now through the bhajan, through these kinds of simple examples, we can relish this rasa. And for that, we need, Tarun Baba said, Anantadas Baba said, Gurudev was emphasizing. First, we have to fix in our relationship and in our, which kind of relation? I don't want the kids. Which kind then of Vibhava I will have if I don't like kids? Sorry. I cannot make Vibhava with them. I cannot express Anubhava to them. Isn't it? So this is very, very normal because bhakti is natural. I gave you just hints. Tarun, Sunitiji and others can give you another things.
This basically, you can talk. Yeah. Basically, you said everything there is to say. You cannot react. You cannot react to vibhavas. You cannot react to stimulations if you are not attuned. You cannot. So it's in the mundane world is exactly the same, you know, exactly the same. I love music. Suniti loves music. Madhuri loves music. So every one of us, this is a very mundane example. Everyone reacts to different stimulations. Suniti surely doesn't like the same music I like. You see, this is different. You know, I like metal. She doesn't like metal. Nobody, not much people like hard rock or stuff like that. So we have to be. We have to have a certain frequency to get these reactions. The whole philosophy of experiencing rasa stands and it falls with our sthayibhav. If we don't have the same sthayibhav, like you said, Goranga Sundara, all respect, but I'm not really super interested in how the cowherd boys are running around in the fields and how they are dressing up and how they are playing hide and seek. This is very beautiful, no doubt about it. No diminishing, no offense, but I am not interested in this. I am not interested in dasya, like you know, being a servant, nearly neutral. And I'm also not interested in parental exchange. What is Mother Yashoda doing? What is the children, Krishna as a small baby? This is all glorious and transcendental, but not. This is not what my heart is yearning for. So we cannot experience rasa without having our sthayibhav. This is the easiest thing to understand. And when we have our sthayibhav, when we know what we want to become, what we want to realize, then what Goranga Sundara so beautifully elaborated upon, then we can experiencing rasa. And it is very beautiful, actually, because this whole rasa theory of experiencing rasa, Baba is even making in that book examples of worldly literature, of because at, in the beginning, the Muni, Bharata Muni, this beautiful poet who was the founder, Rupa Goswami, he took all the philosophy of rasa from the mundane perspective and put it in the transcendental view. So when you go to a theater, in the theater play, like in you watch Shakespeare, Hamlet, or Othello, or Macbeth, whatever, so there, from this culture, this whole philosophy was transferred to the spiritual. We are the spectators. Radha and Krishna are the main actors. So we get all the emotions the actors are having on the stage is transferred to the audience if we are of the same mood. But it cannot happen if we are all in a different mood. This is the most important thing. We can all watch and very much appreciate Ramachandra or Nrisimhadev or the Varahadev when he's taking the earth on his snout and all these things. This is all very wonderful, but someone who is practicing Manjari Bhav, he has not these reactions to the Vibhavas. His Anubhavs, his Vyabhichari Bhav, his Satvika Bhav, his experience, in one word, his experience of the whole thing cannot happen because we are not in the same mood. And this is not a bad thing. Like Gauranga Sundara said, this is natural because we are in for the Manjari Bhav. We love this stimulants when we hear Vilapakusa Manjali, when we hear Radha Rasa Sudha Nidhi, when we hear the descriptions which enhance our feelings in our Sthayi Bhav. Otherwise, it is just not possible. The whole thing is like a card house. If you pull out the card called Sthayi Bhav, the whole card house is collapsing and there will be no experience. That is what Gurudev is teaching us at every moment. We have to fix our Sthayi Bhav. Permanent nature. Bhavo Lasa Rati.
Take example of our brother Hanuman. He is fixed in his Vibhava of Ramach Sitaram. He is fixed in his Vibhava. He is expressing his emotions. He enters in ecstasy when he is listening or speaking about his Ishtadev. And in that way, he is more fixed in his Taibhav. And you cannot move him. He will run away if he starts to listen about breasts of Srimati Radharani, about the scratches of nails on her breasts. And his behavior is the proper behavior. Or Mother Sanatani from Italy. She is fixed in Vatsalya, Vibhav. And all her expressions are going in that direction. And she doesn't have to listen all these Parakya Bhava Lilas. It's obstruction, actually, for her natural bhav. But the point is of Gurudev and all acharyas, find your place. Be fixed in your relationship. Then connect yourself with those who can infuse you with their pure relationship, emotions from their pure heart. And this is the process of sadhana bhakti. That's it.
I always think when I see Hanumanji, I always think when I see our brother Hanuman that I hope I can one day have so much Sthayi love for my Ishtadev like he has for Sitaram. This is my, honestly speaking, when I see his determination, this is what I pray for.
Jai, I want to say something in like rounding up the whole discussion or explanation. Birds of the same feather feel together. Although I know that our Hanumanji, and he's also here, he's listening, he always says that...
Enough already, enough.
But you always say also, it inspires you, because the feeling of service that the Manjaris have, you also imply them in your service to Hanuman, to Sitaram. You have learned so much. And that's what you are here for. You want to increase your emotions for serving, for sevaras, in your own feelings, to your own ishtati.
I don't know if it's that conscious. It's more I just want to be with all of you, because your association does increase my bhav to ishtadev. Jai Shri Ram.
Yes, so, it is. Whether we express it in words or in Sanskrit, it's a feeling, right? So it's about feeling and how to increase the feelings together and how to know how feelings are increasing when we are serving and to be concentrated in one kind of love and one kind of expression of love. So you... Are you okay when I start continue to read? Yes. Or somebody would like to hear more on this? So will I ever attain even a single drop of this ocean of bath, a rebath or a stimulation, as we have learned now, causes the dormant desires for devotion to awaken in the hearts of the devotees who have similar feelings. Although perhaps Srila Raghunath Das Goswami is not able to awaken his listeners' emotions to the same extent as his, he is still able to water the seeds in their hearts, making them fit for such desires to fructify in them. See, that is also a very nice point. We are hearing and listening together, and the seed in the heart is watered. And when the seed is watered and there's the sunshine of, you know, good association and warm feelings with each other, no enmity, no pride, all these positive things come out, and the seed will fructify. And my listening will result into, you know, ongoing and stable feelings. That is what we are trying to develop here. The more the devotees hear and read the word of Raghunath Das Goswami, the more the seed of their dormant love of God will fructify and grow. This is the effect that Vibhav has on the listener. So thank you all, and especially also Gauranga Sundara, for explaining it so detailed and so masterly. And at the same time, we can relax and breathe deeply. It's simple. It's simple feelings. Who is there? Is this Gurudev? Yes, now Gurudev.
Read again,
Gurudev.
Last line.
Okay, got it. The more the devotees hear.
Read again.
Yes. Although perhaps Srila Raghunath. What?
Dormant.
Again, that. Okay. A Vibhav causes the dormant desires for devotion to awaken in the hearts of the devotees who have similar feelings. Although perhaps Srila Raghunath Das Goswami is not able to awaken his listeners' emotions to the same extent as his own devotion, he is still able to water the seeds in their hearts, making them fit for such desires to fructify in them. Was that the right line, Gurudev?
No, I know.
We fell out for a minute. Can you repeat, please?
Okay, yes. Okay. It will be a good, it will stick with us today. Will I ever attain even a single drop of this ocean of bath by his grace? Shri Kavikarnapura teaches in Alankar Kaustubha. A Vibhav causes the dormant desires for devotion to awaken in the hearts of the devotees who have similar feelings. Although perhaps Srila Raghunath Das Goswami is not able to awaken his listeners' emotions to the same extent as his emotions, he is still able to water the seeds in their hearts, making them fit for such desires to fructify in them. The more the devotees hear and read the words of Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, the more the seed of their dormant love of God will fructify and grow. This is the effect that Vibhav has on the listener. So, Gopinath Bhaiya, what is your V-bath. What kind of stimulant can you give to us?
Sorry, internet is very bad.
No, it's good.
No, come on. We are missing you so much.
I miss you too very much.
Soon
you're coming all.
Yes, Gaurachandra will come with you. 9th flight is not there for India.
What good is? I didn't get that.
just to maybe explain what Gurudev is saying, commentary to Gurudev's saying is there's a huge international meeting going on in Delhi. So whole Delhi is closed from 8th, 9th and 10th. So Gurudev is concerned for the well-being of those devotees who are arriving those days. And it's recommended there's a chance to change or come earlier and then be stuck here in Vrindavan. It's the best. So if Gaurasundar can already come with you, Suniti Didi, then it would be ideal, Gurudev said. It's better than, because he's coming, I think, exactly those days. Right, Gurudev?
He's coming. He's flying on the 8th. And Yes, okay, I will deliver this.
Yeah. That's what Gurudev said.
Thank you, Gurudev. You're always so concerned.
Gopinath will let you.
Yes, Gopinath, please share something of your feelings about the feelings.
What is vibhav, Gurudev?
Mana bhav, when it goes in the more feelings grow.
Intensify.
More details coming up.
Accelerate.
More.
So there's anubhav and then vibhav.
Vibhav, then anubhav.
First
many will come, and then realization is
coming. I don't understand. Can you explain more?
Tarun Baba and Gauranga Sundar explained very nicely.
Yeah.
But beautiful class. And again, repeat, it is good for everyone. Gauranga Sundar, there, no problem.
After 4 months,
what are you doing?
Repeat it.
All of us. Mm-hmm. You are pressing me that I have to torture the others.
There is no torture. You want to go deep and torture, but what not understand, they have to understand.
Sorry, I'm a very beginner, so I don't even know the terms anubhav, vibhav.
Yeah, yes, I believe you. I totally believe to you. Can we leave it and skip out from the next time?
Yes,
please. We can do intimately, personally. Rade.
Hey, I also want to listen.
What can I speak?
It only can help us to realize it.
Anyway, I will give short version. But I really recommend what Tarun Baba is saying, that devotees pick up or this PDF or what is this?
No, PDF, I see that.
Yeah,
Rasa
no.
Darshan.
Very good.
Rasa Darshan, yes. Rasa Darshan.
Very complicated.
It's too complicated. Okay.
It's very, very much Sanskrit. We can put it in words, I think.
It was very nice when you are audience and viewer. After that is very complicated.
Yes, Gurudev, because Baba is putting on philosophical side.
You will be dry.
Yeah. The point is, I took 10 years, Gurudev, honestly to say. Narayan Maharaj inspired me to read this Jaiva Dharma, this specific part, and also Prabhupada in Nectar of Devotion. And I didn't understood anything. But somehow, by the mercy of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I started to understand little by little in a daily, normal life how it works. And he's giving also the same example like Ananta Das Babaji is giving here about theater.
Mm-hmm.
That someone is in the audience and someone is playing the role. So Vibhava is when the two hero and heroines are exchanging their specific relationship. This is basic. We didn't say which kind of relationship. Hero and heroine. It can be lovers, but it can be friends and in other rasas. But their mutual love, exchange of their love, in which one is receiver of the love and another one is container of that love. He possesses that love. He's directed his love to this person. This is basic understanding of Vibhava. In devotional life, it means Krishna is Vishai and devotee in his specific relationship is Ashray. He is this reservoir of love. Mother Yashoda has relationship with Krishna like a mother, parental love, Vatsalya Ras. She is devotee of motherly love. And he is receiver of her motherly love. This is Vibhava. And in this Vibhava, there is one small, or maybe it's not small, but it's one part also very important that this Vibhava become complete. And this part is Udipan or stimulances. What is stimulate motherly love to her son the most? And acharyas are going explaining this. Age is one of the first stimulants for the motherly love. Because when Krishna is a small, Gopal, for example, mother can express all her love in such a sweet, hairy way. You are my son. You are my son. And in that moment, her son is taking the most pleasure in this relationship with her mother. Krishna is receiving motherly love and he's most satisfied in this specific relationship. When Gopika or Gopinath are fondled their kids, they already have a loving relationship with them. This is their Vibhava. But when they are like behave like a small children's, they putting them on the lap. They're giving them a sweets. This is more enjoyable for the parents and also for the kids. And the parents doesn't want that their kids grow up because this is natural. Because in this position, when they are small, little, they exchange the most intensity of the love in this specific relationship. I took this example because most devotees are more familiar with that. And many have problems with other bhavs. So, when we speak about this vibhava, this is natural. The same thing Radhika has with Krishna, but we are so impersonal that we cannot alive this personal relationship. We think that bhakti yoga is a mystic, impersonal yoga. We forget bhakti. And it's strange for us because we don't have experience of exchange of love in different relationships. This is why we need so many times, so many years, and long time to really put in ourselves impersonal, voidism. And when we listen about this, we think that this is a theory. But actually, it's going around us all the time in the life. This is a relationship. Loving exchange of love. And specifically, we hear Sunitiji was reading very nice words pure motherly love. This is nectar. And this vibhava is present in the heart of devotees who are fixed in that bhava. And when we listen them, or we read, but we are reading in such a way that we listen. It's not reading. Reading is listening also. When we listen to these kind of devotees, then effect of their vibhava is penetrating our heart. But the first condition is I have to decide what I want, which kind of relationship and which position in that relationship is possible. Because I can say I want motherly Vatsalya Rasa, but in the same time I want to be, I don't know, Gopi, Sakhi. But it doesn't, it is Rasa Bhas. We should understand which position of servant is in specific rasa. Then from that position, listen those who are already attained perfection in that. Then their vibhava will penetrate in the heart of sadhaka and completely awaken dormant love in them. And Baba is saying here, maybe, it's just maybe, Raghunath doesn't have ability to wake to full capacity these kind of emotions in the heart of devotee. Not because he is not able, but because the heart of that devotee, there is no sufficient Sukriti to receive. Raghunath is very able, but the heart of devotee is not ready, prepared to receive all his vibhavas. But the drops of his words, drops of his feelings can enter in the heart of sadhaka. And then, slowly but surely, not with rush, Sukritis will appear, Sukritis will condense more and more, and it means that heart will be ready, enough purified, to receive the more quantity of this vibhava from the heart, from the mouth of the rasic devotee. And Baba is saying, which kind of rasic devotee? In the same feelings. That's it. Radhe.
So sorry. If I can add something more, I just have the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu open here. And Rupa Goswami is giving the essential verse about this wonderful explanation of Gauranga Sundara he just gave. It's found in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu in the second canto 1.5. And Rupa Goswami is writing, this rati for Krishna called the Stayi Bhav, this verse again shows how much important the Stayi Bhav is. And when we hear these verses, we should always think that our Stayi Bhav is Manjari Bhav. So here Srila Rupa Goswami is writing, this rati for Krishna, called the Stayi Bhav, so this is our radhik sneha, takes on a pleasurable nature in the hearts of the devotees by the vibhavas, anubhavas, sattvika bhavas, and vyapichari bhavas through activities such as hearing, and then becomes bhakti rasa. And with this verse, he is giving the explanation. And here we see that out of our Stayi Bhav, if there is no Stayi Bhav, then there can be no pleasurable nature in the hearts. And we cannot experience Vibhav, Anubhav, Sattvika Bhav, and Vyabhijari Bhav. It's not possible. And he says only by activities as hearing and chanting in the association of the like-minded devotees like Sajjati, we can then experience bhakti rasa. So this is like cooking a sabji, and at the end the sabji is called bhakti rasa, and in the sabji there is vibhav, anubhav, sattvika bhav, vyabhichari bhav, but without a stayi bhav, it's not possible. So this stayi bhav is the pot. You cannot cook a sabji without a pot. You cannot have these experiences without the Stayi Bhav. I find this is very inspiring. Thank you, Gauranga Sundara.
And I just want to add something. I finally understood this little as I understood when I met Gurudev. He put the cream of the all other words of acharyas, because he showed me by his own example what does it mean to live in Staiba. And he was always a kanta to speaking about one bhav, Manjari bhav. And in that way, he helped me personally, I don't know for others, that all these different tattvas, like we say, become relishable and very simple because he put the cream on the coffee. And for that reason, we need association of rasic devotees in the same mood who are very favorable to us. But if we don't define what is our goal, then we cannot receive such kind of association as much as we have opportunity. So rasic devotee is someone who is putting the essence, quintessence, like Gurudev is saying. And because of these quintessences, all other complicated things become very clear.
One thing now I realize, I want to share you. Even the Krishna, he has no idea of Vatsalya Rasa.
Of what?
Vatsalya Rasa.
Vatsalya. Mother also wants to give, to feel Vatsalya, and Krishna also appear to take the motherly love here. So he was also Sthayi in his bhav to release motherly love. And he became very naughty. And he wants to release motherly love. So what he is feeling and what mother is feeling, that exchange of also is giving new feeling. Similarly, Manjari, when a Sthayi bhav comes, we feel Radhika, and Radhika also marks us. We also need mark of Radhika. I want to be marked maid servant. So when mother is ashraya, Krishna is visha, and Krishna took the ashraya of mother also. Child take ashraya, we match for child, mother is the visha.
What's this class?
You see? So this exchange also is very relishing. But bhav has to aside. Then relishment. If in Manjari bhav, our Manjari bhav has to aside, then exchange starts. Is also here, Vatsalya. Same Vatsalya is here also with Swamini, Radhika. Radhika also needs Manjari. Manjari needs Radhika, Radhika needs Manjari. Manjari says, I am there, why you worry? I will take care of you. This is exchange.
We can understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu even better. When Krishna took the role of Ashraya, role of Radharani.
Well, he said, I become. You are my goal, I took yourself. Here, you see, Mahaprabhu gave this. And cover also with this mood. Means I don't want to escape out of this mood. That is a Sthayi mood. Wow. Thank you.
So Gurudev, Gaurasundar is here now. I told him you have a message.
You have to confirm with the airlines here. I'm missing you.
Gurudev, now we break the meditation of so many. So beautiful. So beautiful today the classes, this exchange of feelings. From you we learn relationship in an eternal way, Gurudev. This is what we get from you. And this one point that you give Ishtadev, you give us our body, spiritual body, all is from you and from your Gurudev, the whole line, and actually from Mahaprabhu. So this is the mercy is flowing to us, so that what is Gauranga Sundara explaining, he got it by your association. So we can read, we can understand so many things. But to live in that, we need a person who is in, so that we get this virus, this loving virus of Swamini. This is not by tattva. This is only given by a living. We need one who is in that to revive it in us.
And one word of most there is a mercy of who is living there. So I also need the mercy of all of you, and bless me that I can grow in this way. But we all need mercy. This only based on mercy. Without mercy is not possible.
No, mercy is
foundation.
This is the.
But I feel it was your desire today, Gurudev, that Gauranga Sundara and Tarun explain it in a good detail, so that we have foundation of some tattva, but also come into the feelings at the same time.
That we are together.
Yes.
Then we want to grow it more and fix it. And this is our good luck. If can it happens in this life will be successful. This will be the use of life taking birth.
I think it's also very important. Like, of course, rasa is most important, but honestly speaking, without the foundation of tattva and like Gurudev now was saying, we have to correctly understand this point. Without the understanding this point, the anubhavs and the vibhavs and the sattvika bhavs and vyavichari bhavs, they can be taken in a mundane way. So the acharyas always warn us against this, that we should have a clear understanding of it. Otherwise, the love affairs of Radha and Krishna can appear like the love affairs of the, like Gurudev said, if we are reading Govinda Lilamrita, we can think this is a mundane affair. So if we don't understand the tattva of the bhavas and of the sthayi bhav, how can we, then we can run into danger that it can appear mundane. So without a clear understanding, rasa can also not really appear in the heart, because then we take it for cheap. So there is always the warning of the acharyas that we should really understand it, not like bone dry detail, but in a nutshell, like Gauranga Sundara just gave us. This is wonderful.
This has to practice, bhaiya. Not to understand. It has to drink. It has to go in the heart. And it has to be only in practice. In our material, physical identification even, to live in this consciousness. We cannot take it out. When we will die, it will go, my senses, body, and my mind and ego. But in these circumstances, we have to realize it. Realize it, not by listening to keep in mind will work. We have to living in this. So we need this association. When the day will come that we are living in all circumstances as thai, and the seed is there, but listening will make me watery. So this watering every day is happen, and the time, like a gardener knows when to water and take out the wheat, it will sure grow. So you are helping to take out the wheat and watering by sharing, right?
And you are our umbrella, Gurudev.
I'm the student.
No, you keep everything together.
That's it. I need blessing that we can grow it. There is
you
no
are Chatrahi.
No senior, no junior. We are one day different age. We are similar age. We are all Radha Das. Sri Radha. Thank you for that.
Ajay, Sri Radha, thank you all for coming and listening to this beautiful explanation of Rasa Tattva and how to apply it in my life.
Aula Sati.
Jai Ho.
Rasa Tattva, na? Aula Sati is living in the Rasa and Bhava. Bhava or what? What is the highest?
Rati or Bhava?
For me, highest.
No, Rasa and what the morning was class. Higher than Rasa, what is this? Bhava.
Oh, there was something higher.
Rasa Dasha, Gurudev.
Bhava.
Then Bhava. Living in the Bhava is your Manjari Bhava. Living in your Bhava.
Yes.
Morning class.
Uchvala Rasa Sva Bhakti Shriyam.
Bhava Darshan. Living in the your Bhava, a Sai Bhava. Yeah. Never deviate from your feelings. That's a Bhava Darshan. Kishori, right? In morning time? Thank you.
Radhe, Radhe, go.